It is the mother of the sons of Zebedee who approach our Lord. By the way, the sons of Zebedee are James and John. And it is their mother who approaches him and asks him to place them at his right and left in the kingdom. And of course, our Lord understands that meaning, the kingdom of heaven. Most of the people at that time did not understand that. And they were hoping that our Lord would be the one to restore the earthly monarchy of the Israelites. So they didn't always fully understand that. But our Lord understood it very well. And he doesn't address the mother when she asks. He turns to the two disciples. Can you drink the chalice that I'm going to drink? Now, do you know what he means when he uses that word chalice? Like the same word we use for the cup that we use at Mass, chalice. But it has a particular meaning. It comes from an ancient Hebrew word that means suffering. Can you undertake the kind of suffering that I'm going to suffer in my passion and death? He had just predicted it before the mother approached him. Can you do that? And they respond, probably quite spontaneously, we can. And he says, you will. That you will drink. But to get the places at my right and my left, that's not for me to give. He's also trying to say, calm down. We have to be humble here. You can't be seeking for the highest places. All right. Elsewhere, our Lord tells us, he who humbles himself, he who exalts himself shall be humbled. He who humbles himself shall be exalted. Our Lady also alludes to that actually in her Magnificat. Her response to Elizabeth, when Elizabeth proclaimed, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Blessed are you who have believed all these things. She praises her highly. And Our Lady says, makes herself the handmaid, the lowliest possible. And it is He, God, who has regarded her lowliness, He who has done all of these things. That's the attitude that our Lord is looking for in the apostles as well, in the two disciples. But notice they responded quite spontaneously when our Lord asked them, can you drink the chalice that I'm going to drink? They say, we can. I myself actually had an experience, something similar to that, at the time that I was just about to enter the religious life. My entrance was imminent at that point. And it was at one point when my mother and I found ourselves alone, and my mother asked me, actually she preluded it with, can I ask you a bombshell of a question? I said, yes, okay. She said, are you ready for martyrdom? And I quite spontaneously responded, yes. I was thinking that she was still buttering me up for the bombshell of the question. I didn't realize that was the question. And I thought to myself, well, if God is calling me to that, then yes. So I did respond quite spontaneously, yes. Now later on, sometime later, my mother qualified that. She said, it may be not necessarily the martyrdom of blood, but the white martyrdom of love. But one way or another, entering religious life, you have to be prepared for martyrdom. And I was told that more than once, even after I entered. That was one of the... There were two questions that were always asked when somebody new came in. I mean, we'd just be like among the brothers there at the table, but one was, are you ready for martyrdom? And the other one was, what is Our Lady's most high exalted title? That, of course, is the fact that she's Mother of God. But in any case, no wonder then Elizabeth proclaimed out loud, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? But anyways, one way or another, we are all called to martyrdom. One way or another. Whether it be the martyrdom of blood or the white martyrdom of love. That martyrdom of daily, little by little, giving ourselves back to God. We're all called to do that one way or another. And in the end, in paradise, let us pray we all get there. All of our attention will be focused on Him. Everything will be God. And we won't want anything else. And we'll look back and we'll say, that little suffering that we just did on earth, nothing compared to eternity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.